Okay, so I guess we'll read through the Gez on the Rechaim. We'll see a little more carefully. Okay. So basically, we're doing the Gez on page in the Chidushia Gez on Shas, that is, and Menachos, page Reish Lamed Dalet, in the new ones. Okay, it's on the Gemara on Samach Vav and Aleph. So, basically, the Gemara has machlokas about whether or not in counting Sfira nowadays, you count the days and the weeks or just the days. Okay? Abaye says you do both. And Mamemar says you only do the days because it's Zechel Mikdash. Since Zechel Mikdash, it's sufficient just to do a Maisa Sfira. You don't have to do exactly the way they did in the Mikdash or whatever. You just do any Maisa Sfira will be a Zechel. But Abaye holds, no, you do it the same way. You do it the same. You do it weeks and days. Okay. So the Rambam paskins that it's the Oraisa, but even nowadays. He says the Riff also sounds that way. He says, aye, but Amemar, it says Zechel Mikdash in the Amemar. So he says, the Rechaim answered, he says, he asks the question. He says, why is it a Zechar altogether? Why not just say it's the Oraisa? So the simple answer is because you're not bringing the Omer. Right? Sphere's Omer. How could he say? That's the simplest way you learn, is that since you're not bringing the Omer, it can't be Sphere's Omer. There's no Omer. Right? So he says, but, he says, let's say you, in the time of the Mikdash, let's say you didn't bring the Omer. So you say you don't bring the, you don't count the Sfiras Omer if you don't bring it. He says, that's crazy. Can't say that. Therefore, you have to say that it's since the Mikdash is destroyed, u'batal din ha-hakrava, the din ha-hakrava is batal, and therefore there's no sphere. But he says, it's not taloi on the Maisa ha-hakrava, in actuality. It's not pshat that you're counting from the Maisa ha-hakrava. But it's the din hakrava. The din hakrava says since, since he says right, if there's no din hakrava somer, then there's no mitzvah sphira. The sphira is counting from the din hakrava, right? But he says it's not totally in the maisa hakrava whether they brought it or not. So he's saying is so. Therefore, nowadays, so you'll say, who cares if you don't actually bring it? Something to do with actually bringing it. He says, no, it's not because you don't actually bring it. He says, this Gemara is going, Amemar is going, according to the Sider, says, Kedushas HaMikdash is not called Shelah Salaba. Which means nowadays there is no Mikdash, Kedushas HaMikdash, and therefore there is no Chiv of bringing the Karban Omer nowadays. What? Jonah's gone. Again, so what Chaim's saying is that the din of Sfiras HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, is counting from the Omer. But he's saying it doesn't mean to count from the actual bringing of the Omer. But it means counting from the din of the Omer. Whatever that means. And he's saying is that there's no Mikdash nowadays. It's not just pshat that we're not physically bringing it. But it's pshat there's no din of the Omer. Because this shita holds that once there's no Kedushas Mikdash, once there's no Mikdash, there's no Kedushas Mikdash. And therefore, there's no Din Karbanos altogether. And since there's no Din of Hakrovas Omer, there's no Mitzvah Sfira, because Sfira is Sfira of the Omer. And if there's no Din of the Omer, then what are you counting? There's no Sfira of Omer. But in the time of the Mikdash, where there was a Din of Sfira of the Omer, of the Karban Omer, even if you wouldn't actually bring it, what he's saying is that doesn't matter. There's nothing to do, you still have dinner sphere somewhere. There's nothing to do with the actually bring the carbon. Okay. So why does that matter? So that matters because there is a shita, that's how he's explaining why it is that that nowadays you potter. Right? According to Amemar. Right? Because it's not because the bringing it, because it's but it's because there's no dinomer. He says, aye, so how do you explain Abaye who says he count it? You are chayev. Right? So he's going to have to say, that it has nothing, even if there is, well, you can't say that if there's no din omer, there's no, there's still mitzvah sfira. Right? If there's no din omer, then what are you counting? So he's saying is he can have to say that he holds there is a kedushas mikdash nowadays. As we see this, but according to this position, all the kids shall say the kids of the Lasalavo. So now there is a mitzvah of Omer nowadays. And there's a mitzvah sphere nowadays. Even though practically you're not bringing it, that doesn't matter. Right? And nowadays you could bring it. And that's what the Rambam says. That you really could bring these kabanos nowadays. Even nowadays, you could bring it. You could bring the kabanos, even though there's no mekdash. There's a makom mekdash, and you could bring the omer, you could bring all the kabanos. Nowadays. So he's saying is, then since therefore, so there's still mitzvah sphira nowadays. And there's still mitzvah omer, and therefore there's a mitzvah sphira. So he's saying is, that's what it comes down to. Machlokas, whether you still have a din of sphiras of omer nowadays, of sphiras omer, is basically whether there's still a din of the omer nowadays. Whether there's still a din of the omer. Is there a din of omer, we're just not doing it? But there is kedusha of the mikdash, and therefore there's a chiyav, and you bring the kabanos, you just knew it is not. What do you say? No, there is no din omer nowadays, because the kedusha is gone, so therefore there's no such thing as kabanos, and therefore there's no omer, there's no counting of the omer. Right? So that's what he's doing. He's making the question about whether Sfiras Omer is the Rishon Rabban and Tolui in a universal question about whether there's Kedushas Mikdash nowadays or not. Okay? That's what Rechaim is doing. Yeah, the Pasuk says, Miyom HaViyachem. So you say, Yom HaViyachem, as Omer to before, he'll say, he says, Miyom HaShra, so he says, Miyom HaViyachem.
Like,
the Pasuk says, Shvartam Machomim Machoras HaShabbos, Miyom HaViyachem, as Omer to Nufa, Sheva Shavuos Asmiel Siyana. Okay. It just says Milchoros Hashavuos Miyom Aviyachem. So you mean you're saying you could say the question is it Milchoros Hashavuos if it's not the Yom Aviyachem? Right, that's what you're saying, maybe, right? That's the question. Right. Question is it Milchoros Hashavuos Yom Aviyachem? Which one is it? Is it, I mean, if you only have Mechoras HaShavos, but it's not the Yom HaViyachem, do you still have the count?
Right, why right?
Yeah, how do you know for sure it's totally in the Omer? I mean, it is Sfiras HaOmer. You know, but, I mean, it's funny to call it Sfiras HaOmer if it's then essentially in the Mechoras HaShavos. It sounds like it's tied with the Omer. Let me see, and this comes up again in the Devarim, right? Very clear, very briefly. It comes up again. It says, 1 second here. Here we go. Shiva Shuot Sispar Lach. Me'echel Chamesh Ba Kamat Techa Lispar Shiva Shuvos. When you start the cutting of the grain. Nishnik Ter Homer Shu Reishas Akatsir. I mean, you could say it means the beginning of the season. You could say it's the season. You could say you're counting between the two parts of the season from the beginning of this to the beginning of that. And it doesn't matter whether you're chayiv nowadays or not. Right? Say it's a question. That's a question. You could say that's a question. Or you could say, I mean, it could be he holds, it could be, it seems like Ruchaim holds Pasha's side to the Omer.
Right.
It's Miyom HaViyachem. It's Mokhras HaShavos, but it's Yom HaViyachem, it's Sfiras Omer. You can only hear that.
But I mean, how else is it set up? Meaning, it's the, like, the action, how's the halacha set up?
The thing is, you're counting from the Yom HaViyachem until 7 weeks from the Yom HaViyachem. So he's saying is there still a Yom HaViyachem? So he's saying is, this is what to me is a move though, that he's saying that the Yom HaViyachem, that if you don't bring the karbon, then that's still Yom HaViyachem. That's Pashat, you know. Let's say in time to make that. Because you could have said, question is, does Yom HaViyachem mean that when you actually bring it? Or does it mean the chova of the hava or the din hava? Something like that, right? Is it tied in with the actual hava? Or just the chova's hava? What identity of the Yom is Yom HaViyachem? Merchel Shabbos is Yom HaViyachem. Whether you respond or you don't respond is irrelevant. So you count that's the day, the identity of the day. That's kind of what you say. Machoras Shabbos, it's Yom HaViyachem. That's the nature of the Yom. It's a Yom of HaViyachem. But whether you bring it or not, it doesn't matter. Or do you say no? That it's actually Toloi in the Yom HaViyachem means the day that you actually bring it. You're counting from the bringing of the Omer. Right? In which case, it wouldn't be really a question about whether you say Kishos Haita, Kishos Alavo. It would be a question about, no, definitely there's a chova. Let's say there's a chova. Everyone agrees there's a chova nowadays. It's just the question is it contingent upon the chova or is it contingent on the actual alava? Right? And that's the question. And it's Rias Omer. Right? But Ruchayim is not willing to entertain the possibility that is contingent on the actual hava. Right? It seems to him that's crazy. Can't be that it depends on actually bringing it. Rather, it's telling on the chovas hava, the din hava. And since that's the case, so he says, where is there room for any argument? That's like his premise. His premise is definitely not a din in the machras Shabbos. It's a din yom aviyachem. Definitely, what does yom aviyachem mean? It definitely doesn't mean the day that you physically actually bring it. Rather, it means the day whose character is a Yom HaViyachem, based upon the Din HaKrava. So now he says, where is there room to argue whether that applies nowadays? So he's saying, it must be the question is there a Din HaKrava nowadays? Which is a universal question. Do you say Kishol HaSalava or not? That's his reasoning. Right? But you'd think that you could have learned that it's a question about, is it a Din in the Yom HaVah as he's claiming, or is it a Din in the... Is it like the abstract Yom HaVah based on the Din HaVah, or is it actually Talui in the HaVah itself? Yom HaVah means the day that you actually bring it. You may say you're counting days between the Hakravas Omer and the Shalachim and the Bikurim. And if you didn't do it, then you can't count it. Or maybe you'll say the counting is counting, what sets off the count is the Maisa Hakravas Omer. It's like, I don't know, you don't know exactly how to formulate it, but it's like, there seems to be a whole realm of svaras that you could say, as an approach, to say that the sefira is contingent on the Kravas Omer itself. The interesting to me is like he's not even considering it a possibility that the actual bringing it itself has anything to do with it. Right?
He's going way too new. It seems like
He's going too universal. It would seem that way. I mean, because if you say, because he's so much so... Like, because his question is, like, why is it not, why is there no Omer nowadays? Why is there no Sefiras Omer nowadays, according to Omer? So the simplest answer is, because we don't bring it. That's the simplest thing, to not bring the Omer.
Yeah.
Not bring the Omer. That he simply can't tolerate. Right? Therefore, he has to say, it's because there's no Chovas Omer. Why is it a Chovas Omer? Because look at Shalos Lava. Right? And therefore, he has to say, the Rama must argue. Because the Ram holds it is Kishlos Lava, so that's why the Ram has to hold that you do count it nowadays as Deraisa. Right, and now it's going to turn out anyone who paskins Kishlos Lava is going to have to paskin as a Chovah Deraisa. Omer is a Chovah Deraisa nowadays, and anyone who paskins low Kishlos Lava is going to have to go the other way. So now it becomes contingent on the universal question, which is more doesn't indicate that's what's going on. But whatever, it doesn't care that more doesn't indicate it. It doesn't bother him. Which is, you know, it's not the, you could say that. It just seems, forget about whether Gemara indicates it, it's just that it's the simpler reason to say why you don't do it nowadays. It doesn't seem to be because you have to say there's no such thing as Omer nowadays. Do you really have to posit that? He's saying, if you held that there's a Chovas Omer nowadays and you're just not doing it, you can't say that there's, you'd have to do Sefiras Omer. Are you not bringing it? Who cares? According to him, his halachic intuition, that there can't be a din of bringing the Omer from the Mechayev is to count from the Karban Omer. It has to be from the Chovas Omer. It can't be. Like, I could see saying, it's like there's a reality of a Yom HaViyachem, which means the day which you bring it. Now, are you Chayev to bring it? Yeah, but it's still not a Yom HaViyachem. What characterizes the day is the actual bringing it. If Klai Yisrael doesn't bring it, is it still a Yom HaViyachem? Like, you know that idea is like, if Klai Yisrael doesn't celebrate Yontif, is it really the character of Yontif? So they say, I thought they say Shabbos, it has an objective character of Shabbos, but Yontif is Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, Yisrael is Mekadesh Yisrael. So if there's no Yisrael, there's no Zmanim. So the whole idea I could see saying is the reality of the Yom HaViyachem is contingent upon the actual Hava. And if you don't bring it, then it's not the Yom HaViyachem. If it's not the Yom HaViyachem, then how could you have Sefiras Omer? Sefiras is counting from the Yom HaViyachem, it's not the Yom HaViyachem. But that he's just, I don't know why. But he holds that's impossible. And since that, if you buy that premise that that's impossible, that he can't say it's Tully in the actual Yom HaVah, But it's only tali in the din hava, whether it's a chovas hava, din hava, in the yom. Then you have to say that that's the machlokas. Is there a din hava? You have to go universal. It's just not clear to me why he's so certain that that's not a way to formulate it. You know? That's what I'm saying. It's like, the Reb Chaim, I don't know how Reb Chaim knows that fact. According to HaMeimar, in the time of the Mikdash, if they didn't bring the karban, then they'd still count. Maybe they wouldn't. Maybe it's not Yom HaVah, Yom HaVeyachem, and they wouldn't count. Whoever heard of not counting in the time of the Beis Mikdash? Well, whoever heard of not bringing the karban Omer? It's more of like Louis Yitzhor if they wouldn't bring the Omer. I mean, I don't really know the history of how many times they didn't count it, but I doubt there's an open source anywhere which says that if you don't bring the karban Omer, then you count anyways. Man, I don't know. Is that clearly open source somewhere? If it was open, Reb Chaim presumably would quote it. I don't know. The sources don't talk about things like that. He's just saying it's like the mitzvah Shiras Omer. I guess he doesn't like it saying is the mitzvah Shiras Omer should be its own mitzvah. And to say that it's contingent upon this other mitzvah about whether they actually do the other mitzvah is a little bit funny. It's one thing to say it's contingent upon the chovah, the din of the other mitzvah. But to say, if I really do this mitzvah is contingent upon whether I actually did the other mitzvah is a little strange. But I don't know. Maybe you can think of other examples if that's the case. But it's not, it's just accidentally. I mean, the nature of the thing is you're counting the Yom HaViyacha. So as he's saying, look, Yom HaViyacha means the day of bringing. And you should have made it Yom HaViyacha, but it's not a very good Yom HaViyacha if you don't actually do it. To say it still has the character, even if you don't do it, it would seem to lack in that character. Maybe it doesn't really, it's characterized through the Hava. Yom HaViyachem is through, it's not just the date. If it just said Mechras Shabbos, fine, so it's the date, but it doesn't, it says Yom HaViyachem. So once it's Yom HaViyachem, I'll say it means Yom HaViyachem. The Yom HaViyachem means the day that you bring it. And if you don't actually bring it, so then there's no actual, there's no din Yom HaViyachem. It's just like, okay, I'm not saying, you could work it out perhaps, better. But it's like Reb Chaim's seemingly holding, that it's not possible. And since it's not possible, therefore you have to say this universal svara. Otherwise, I just don't see what's the justification for saying such a svara. And it seems like Reb Chaim realizes this. He's just saying, is it can't be? Can't be. Vadai. That's what he says. It's vadai that it's not totally in the... How does he say it? And it told him, "Ma'isa nekriva olah." The atu im the kriva omer tibatul mitzvah sfiras omer. If you don't bring the omer, is the mitzvah gonna be batal? Says that can't be. And that's what I hear saying that I hear not buying that it's a din in the ma'isa hakravas omer. That's a little funny to say that you're counting from the ma'isa hakrava. You're counting days. You're not counting from a ma'isa. It's like you count the days, but it's from the yom. But I could see saying, I hear that, I hear not liking saying that it counts from the Maisa HaKrava. You don't count days from a Maisa, you count days from a day. But I'd say it's a Yom HaViyachem. But I'd say what defines the Yom HaViyachem, the Maisa I could see saying is the Maisa HaKrava defines it as the Yom HaKrava, Yom HaViyachem. If you don't bring it, just the Chovah Savah, it's not a Yom HaViyachem, look, it's in potential, it's supposed to be a Yom HaViyachem. But I could see saying it's not a Yom HaViyachem. And there's not, it's sorry, if you'll start a count on a day which you're chayiv to do something, but you start to count on the day of doing it. I'd say that's the question. That I say is very machlokas. Is the Yom HaViyachem, is the count from the abstract Yom HaVah, or is it from the actualized Yom HaGrava? But Reb Chaim is saying, no, definitely from the abstract Yom HaVah, whether you bring it or not. Machlokas is there such a thing as Yom HaVah? Universal question. Which is, the Rambam's going to Shitasa, or whatever. And it just sounds to me like, what's forcing you to say that? You know? So, I don't really know the answer to that question, but... I know I wouldn't say that, but, you know, it's allowed. You know, it seems like intuitively he just didn't... Such a thing as intuitively not liking Svara. I'm just holding that can't be. You know, there is such a thing like that. I don't really share that intuition, but... You know, he's definitely talking to it. He knows about the possibility. He's talking about it, and he's saying it's no. You know, his intuition, his halachah tells him it's not true, that he can say that, and therefore you have to say what he's saying, which is a bigger question. You know, and you have a right to say universal if you can't explain it in particular. It just he's confident that you can't explain it in particular, which I don't see the confidence. You know? I'm not saying it's the greatest svara. Maybe it would be worth it. Maybe if you think about it more, you'll see it's not the greatest svara. You know, maybe Achaim or whatever. Something about it he doesn't like. Who knows, you know? But I don't really see it. I mean, to me, I don't really, you know, have an answer for this Rechaim. It's more just interesting. It's interesting to me that he's saying such a thing, you know? It's the kind of thing that, you know, it's just interesting to see. I mean, we'll see. It may be a relevance of what we do further, but I don't know. I don't really, you know, again, I'm not in the Sigi of Sira Samar. So maybe if you do the Sigi, you'll realize for some reason. I would just think that's how, you know, I think I did the Sigi years and years ago. I probably said something like that. You know, it just seems to be, who would ever say something like this? Who would ever do what Ruchaim's doing, you know? Would you ever do that? Say, you know, it doesn't seem to point. I mean, his confidence. Well, one thing you see is confidence in the Svaras is saying that Svara crazy. Can't be. Therefore, you have to say it's a universal question. It just doesn't seem like good methodology. But look, it is if you buy that that's a crazy svara. And there's definitely such a thing as that's a bad svara. You know, I don't see why it is here, but it seems like that's what Ruchaim's pulling. He's pulling a that's a bad svara idea. Vadai, that's not a good svara, therefore you have to say this. Which there's, you know, there is such a thing as that. Again, I don't really see it here. But that's what he's doing. So I don't really understand exactly this Ruchaim, but I want to do two things. Two things why I'm interested in doing it. First of all, because what we did last week in trying to explain our Gemara was what we wanted to say is telling that Machlokas. So even though I happen to think that in our Gemara it's Muchach, it does follow from this from the Sugya. It's not just, you know, plugging it in, but it actually follows. But you could say, yeah, but the Gemara doesn't say that. That's what's contingent upon. But I'm saying, leaning on Ruchaim in that regard is that you have a right to say there are questions in the Shas which are totally in that question, even though the Gemara doesn't say so. Now, unless Ruchaim happens to know Amemar and Abaye happen to hold that way, I don't think there's any, you know, it doesn't sound like he's saying that. Or unless you say that, no, you know that Rav and Shmuel can't possibly, and Ruchaim don't hold, you know, whatever. But we'll see, we'll get to it. But I'm saying, you see precedence from Chaim that there is this question of Kidrash Haidi Kishalos Elavo is a question which expresses itself in various areas. You know, and you have a right to invoke it as a way to explain a machlokas, the source of a machlokas. That's what Chaim is doing, and that's kind of what we did. So I would have never thought of to do such a thing if not that I saw Chaim, even though I don't really hear Chaim, why, how Chaim has a right to do it over there. I think if you remember how we did it last week, it seemed like we have a right to do it here. Okay, so but the Grizz, who quotes the Rav Chaim, learns our sugya and does not make a contingent upon that question. Does not. For some reason. Okay, and we'll see why. That's what I want to get into. How the Grizz learned our sugya. Okay. So if we recall, so we have a question. We had a question of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel hold that there's two matirs. In the time of the Mikdash, the matir of the Chadash. What's matir of the new produce, right? Time of the Mikdash, what matir of the new produce, what allows you to eat it, is the bringing of the Karban Omer. Right? Fine. The bringing of the Karban Omer. In the time not of the Beis HaMikdash, so there is no bringing of the Karban Omer, then it's the Yom, the beginning of the Yom. Right? So our question was, what do you mean? But what changes it? There's always a chov of bringing the Omer. So why don't you just say it's always one matir? How do you all create a double system of two matirs? So we said, Rav Shmuel is beholding, there is no chiv of bringing the Omer nowadays. So the whole din is kitchel aslava, whatever, there's no din Omer. And since there's no din Omer, so therefore, what's the matir nowadays? You can't say it's bringing the Omer. There is no din Omer. Rather, it's the Yom. Right? But if they were to hold, and nowadays there is a din of Kravos Omer, Chovas of Kravos Omer, so then you wouldn't have been able to have a split system, and that's what we said Rav Yehuda learns. Right? That it's a split system. That there's no split system, because it's all Tala and Omer. So that's what we said. So now the Gris says like this. He says, "Gemara Rav Shmuel Damri Chavayu Bismanish Mishkayim Omer Matir Bismanish Ein Bismikdash Kayim Heir Mizrach Matir." What's Rav Shmuel? If you need Yeshal Ayin, Let's say in the time of the Mikdash they didn't bring the Omer. Then what would happen? What would be the Matir? Right, so what would you say? What do you say would happen? What? You'd have to wait till then. You'd say the Omer, the Matir is still the Omer, because that's the Chova. And you'd have to wait till it elapses, just like on the Yudah, the end of the day, the 18th, whatever. So now he says, so according to this, you'd say that bottom line is, in the time of the Mikdash, if you don't bring the Omer, so you're chayv to bring the Omer, so that's the Matir, the Omer, right? Not the light. So he says, this should last forever. So he's asking, in the time of the Mikdash, if you didn't bring the Omer, it would turn out that the Isser would last forever. But whoever heard of that? He's not saying our idea that it will elapse naturally. So he's asking Yigasha. He's saying is, if you say in the time of the Mikdash, when there's a Chovas Omer, the Omer is Matir, and that's the Matir, the only Matir, so then in the time of Mikdash, it's turned out that it's also forever. And he's saying, Tzachin, is that true? Did anyone ever hear such a thing? Okay. So, he brings in a Tosus in Rosh Hashanah. He brings in a Tosus in Rosh Hashanah. On Yud Gimel Amud Alef. Like this. It's on Yud Gimel Amud Alef in Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So, the Gemara is talking about like this. It's like kind of in the middle of the page. It says, Me'rav Kahana, but the Bo'min E'rachav Raya, Me'rav Kahana. The beginning of the line is Me'rav Kahana in the middle of the page. See? He says, Omer Shekrivu Yisrael Bichnisasan La'aretz Mehechan Hekrivu. Okay, so when they came into the land, when the Jews came into the land, they brought an Omer at the very, very beginning when they came into the land. So he says, where did they bring it from? Because they never planted produce in Eretz Yisrael, so they have to bring it from the Jews' produce. So where exactly did they bring it from? Right? So it says, maybe they got it from the hand of a guy. Can't bring it from a guy, right? But here you're bringing it in. You didn't start planting stuff. You don't have produce yet. So it says, how do you know they brought it? So maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't bring it. Who said they did? Maybe that year they just couldn't do it. It says, lo sagadaitach tachsiva yachol me'avara arad mi'machras ha'pesach. Right, so you see, they ate from the land, and machas bezach, and machas bezach achol nekar lo achol. So it says implies that they didn't eat before machas bezach; they only ate on machas bezach. Why? The kriva omer v'adar achli. So it must be the reason why they ate from machas bezach is because they actually brought the omer. Why else would it be? Right. So mehechan kriva. So where they bring it? Right. So whatever, the Gemara gets into it, whoever answers it up, right? So it's saying is where they must have brought it, because otherwise how could they bring it? How is it mutter from the morning? Right? So what do you say? So who's this going to, according to this Gemara? Let's just review the Shittas, okay? We'll review the Shittas outside, and then we'll see. You can tell me who this is going according. Okay, so remember we had Shittas. According to Rav and Shmuel, they say in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it's the bringing of the Omer, which is the Matir. In the time where there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then it's the morning, which is Matir. Right? That's one position. So, according to that position, what would you say? According to that position, what would you say? What?
After they brought it.
But maybe they didn't bring it. What would happen according to him if they didn't bring it?
Then they wouldn't be able to eat it that day.
Then they wouldn't be able to eat it that day. So it's fine according to them, right?
Yeah.
So it could go according to them, because that's what they hold. Is that in the that's time of Mikdash, right? There's Eretz Yisrael, whatever. In theory, they should have brought the Omer. They just practically didn't have, they couldn't do it. So in theory, the Omer should have been Matir. And since there's no Omer, it wouldn't have been able to until the next day. So the puzzle came, right? So that seems to be fine according to them, right? Remember, the next position was Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. They held that it's always that the morning is mutter. It's just a separate mitzvah to preempt, to eat before you bring the Omer. Whether it's a mitzvah of Minam Uvchar or whatever, But what would you say then, according to that position? Could the Gemara be going according to them? What would happen if you're in the time of the Mikdash, but basically you didn't have any produce to bring it from? Right. So then when would it be Mutter?
In the morning.
Because the whole mitzvah wouldn't apply, because there was no mitzvah. You're not doing the mitzvah. You can't get that mitzvah. You can't say, I can't preempt the thing. There's no mitzvah. So then the Yisr would be Mutter. Mitzvah is always Mutter in the morning. Right? So according to that position, it would seem the Gemara doesn't work. Because how do you know that they brought the Omer back then? Maybe they didn't bring the Omer back then. Ah, you tell me because they ate it on that day. Who cares? Right? Fine. And that's exactly what Tosa says. Umhechan ikrivu. Mashma di lo ikrivu hayu asurum kol yom. The implication of the Gemara is that if you didn't bring it, it would be asur all day. Udalo kamandam rabu menachos. Pergamishmal dafas on besim ishkayim. Here, mizukmatir. It's not like a real mishlakish who hold that even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Yom of the morning is Matir, because according to them, back then, what's the Gemara's Kasha? So rather, the Gemara has to be going like Rav and Shmuel. Right? What about the third Shita? The third Shita, Rav Yehuda held that.
It's all about pulling after.
What? That even in the time of the. Even nowadays, it's only Matir afterwards. Right? So the Gemara would be going according to that. Yes, could also have been going to that one, right? Because that position holds that the only matir is omer. If you don't bring the omer, that's it. It's also forever. So Gemara could have been going according to either Rav Shmuel or according to the last position, not according to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, right? And that's what Tosa says. Gemara's not saying who it is going according to. He's saying it's not going according to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Tosa's fine, great, smooth, perfect, no problems, right? Okay, good. The Grizz doesn't like this Tosa's. Okay? The Grizz doesn't like this Tosas. So much so, I think he rejects it. Okay? We'll see. So what does he say? So he says like this. He says, Tosas Rosh Hashanah Kasvu, Dimashma, Dim Loik Rivo Yisurim Kalayom. Right? That if they didn't bring the Omer, then it would be Asar all day long. Who Delokim on the Omer, it's not going like Shito holds, Daf Isman Beis Mikdash Kayim, Heyer Mizrach Matir. It's not going according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds, or Rabbi Shlokesh, who holds that even as no mikdash they are mizrach matir. Vihinei, now he asks, Vihinei, my shaycha zeh l'hach plugta. What does that have anything to do with us? Okay, what does the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah have anything to do with Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Hashanah? The Ruch Yeruz asks. De'akivan de'loha yalamam l'akriv. Since in that time they didn't have any omer to bring, because they were coming there, so they didn't have anything. Why is it considered like the Beis Hamikdash is Kayim? True, they had a Mikshkan, whatever, but that shouldn't be considered like the Mikdash is Kayim. Hello, Ein Lahem Omer. They didn't have Omer, basically. Practically speaking, they didn't have any Omer. Is it really contingent upon the Mikdash itself? If you say Kedusha Shalayim is Kedusha Salava, Gam Kein Yichashev Mikdash Kayim. He says, if you're telling me that really, no, see, that's like this: is that back then they weren't going to bring the Omer, so why is it considered based on this Kayim? So you'll say, oh, because they still had the Chova to bring it. They still had the Chova to bring it, just practically they couldn't. He says it doesn't matter that there's. He's saying so then you'll say that all that matters is there a Kedusha Mikdash? Nothing to do with whether they actually brought it or not, right? That's the Chovah. So you're saying that now. Then according to that, so then nowadays also you should say that that it should be that the Omer should be the Matir, because there's still nowadays the Chovah of the Omer. If you say Kedusha Salavo, so I mean nowadays also there's a Kedusha Mishkan. So if that's the case, there's still a chova, and therefore also you should say the only matir should be the agrava. Right? I follow. You say like this, is that according to Rav and Shmuel, so they say that nowadays the matir is the morning. Right? But why don't you say you're still chayiv to bring the omer nowadays? Exactly what we were asking. Why don't you say nowadays you're still chayiv to bring the omer? Kijalasulabo. You're still chayiv to bring the omer. So why don't you say the matir should be the hakavas omer nowadays also? He's assuming kijalasulabo in Rav Shmuel. So why don't you say, how could you have a secondary matir of the morning? Why don't you say you're still chayiv to bring the omer and therefore the omer should be the matir? Right? Right? So he's saying is apparently, he says, Upshuta Nira, the Heir Mezrach Matir, Bekai Gavna, Shein Lahem Omer, the Taliba Omer, the Lov Mikdash Kayam. So he's saying is that it doesn't, what is the Matir dependent upon? The secondary Matir is not dependent upon whether there's actually a Mikdash or a Kedusha's Mikdash, but it's dependent upon whether you're actually going to bring it. And that's why nowadays, even though there might be conditions of Mikdash, but we're not going to bring it. And therefore, Heir Mezrach is the Matir. So he says, back in those days also, when they were entering Eretz Yisrael, it's true there was actually a Mikdash, but everyone knows they weren't going to bring it. And therefore, the secondary Matir should kick in, even according to Rav and Shmuel. Even according to Rav and Shmuel. So therefore, he's saying, right, so why is the Gemara over there saying, why is Tosa saying is that according to that Gemara, it must be going according to Rav and Shmuel, it came out of Yochanan. Even according to Rav and Shmuel, you should say that since they weren't going to bring the Omer, it should be the secondary Matir, it should be Matir in the morning. So maybe that Gemara, can't be Rav and Shmuel either. Because the argument that Gemara is saying is that why is it possible to have, where's the Omer? They must have brought the Omer, otherwise it shouldn't be Matir in the morning. It's not going according to Rav and Shmuel either, says Tosa. Right? He says, the Rebbe also asked this. It's like this. He says, V'hiksha, V'hashiksha, the little man dhamma, the Heir Mizrach Matir, according to the side who says, Heir Mizrach is Matir, in the morning, Gam kinika mitzvah, Kidamrin and Hacha, there's a mitzvah to bring the Omer, V'im kin gam alibayu, Ozla gamar, Tzarchim, Dilo mitzvah, Lo shaycha, Kiim b'yesh lahem Omer. The mitzvah isn't shayach only if they have an omer. I'm sorry. As he asks is that even according to, I see what he's saying. Sorry. He's saying according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan's second position. So he says that the matir is the morning. Always. And therefore, he says, that's why, even though they didn't have any tefillah there, therefore it was mutter, that's why I understand why it was mutter during that day. So the Gemara is no kasha. Right. So he's saying, yeah, but even according to them, there's a mitzvah to wait. There's a mitzvah to wait. Right? Right? But he says, no, but that's pasha. Because if the mitzvah is assuming that there's an omer. Right? The mitzvah is only assuming there's an omer, then there's a mitzvah. But there's no omer, there's no mitzvah to wait. What are you waiting for? Right? So he's saying, the Rugriz is saying, similarly, in Rav and Shmuel, the secondary matir, the matir of the omer, is only if there's going to be omer. If you're going to bring the omer. But if you're not going to bring the omer, so then the matir is going to be the morning. Right? The matir is going to be the morning. So that's the way the Grizz is learning that position. According to Rav and Shmuel, there's a primary matir, secondary matir. Primary matir is if there's the Omer. Secondary matir is if you're not going to bring the Omer. So then, the morning is the matir. So nowadays, we're not going to bring it. So the morning is the matir. In the time of the mission, when they went to Israel also, they're not going to bring it. So the morning is the matir. So he's saying this. So why is Tosaf saying that that it's all the Gemara could be according to Rav and Shmuel? The Gemara shouldn't be able to be according to Rav and Shmuel also. Because why is the Gemara wondering, how could it be it was Mutter, it must have been they brought the Omer. According to Rav and Shmuel, no, maybe they didn't bring the Omer. Right? So therefore the Grizz leaves it as a kasha on Tosos. He leaves Tosos open-ended, he doesn't answer it. Kind of rejecting Tosos, he says, no, it's not really good according to that position, Rav and Shmuel either. But Tosos is not saying that. Tosos is only picking out Rav and Shmuel, according to Tosos. It would have been fine. The problem is that according to you say is that Is the Grizz, why can the Grizz say, you mean that Rav and Shmuel are learning when the Mikdash is Kayam, then the Omer is the Matir? And since then, that time, the Mikdash was Kayam, the Omer is the Matir. Right? So why doesn't Grizz just say that? Right? But the Grizz is saying, because I'll tell you why. Because what about nowadays? Nowadays, the Mikdash is also Kayam. Because if you hold Kitchel Asad Lavo, so therefore it's also considered like it's Kayam. Well, he's saying Rav and Shmuel. If Rav and Shmuel hold Kitchel Asad Lavo, so then nowadays it's also the Mikdash is Kayam. And yet Rav and Shmuel say that nowadays you have a secondary Matir. So how could it be that you have a secondary Matir nowadays? It must be that it's not dependent upon whether it's actually Mikdash, but whether you're planning on bringing it. And nowadays you're not planning on bringing it. So then also you're not planning on bringing it. But his raya, you'll notice, is that, which is good, hear that, but his raya is assuming that Rav and Shmuel hold Kitchel Asad Lavo. We're saying is Rav and Shmuel don't hold Kitchel Asad Lavo. Right? And if they don't hold Kitchel Asad Lavo, that's why nowadays there is no Mikdash, therefore there's no Chova. But in that time, there was Kitchel Asad Lavo, right? And therefore, the Tosas point is good, the Gemara can't be according to that, and there was a Chova, and therefore the Omer was the Matir. So let's think this whole thing through. But I mean, it seems to be is that the Grizz is not accepting our way of learning, and therefore he's learning a different way. Which the question is, what do you think about the way he's learning? I mean, let's think about the whole thing. That's what I want to do for tomorrow. I want you guys to read over the Grizz. I mean, I'm just kind of giving you the basic outline. Read over the Grizz, see what you make of it. Try to process it. It's a lot of facts. You know, you got to kind of get back into the cheshbon here, the whole thing. And see what you make of it. Do you like what he's saying? Do you not like what he's saying? Is it different than what we're saying? Is it the same as we're saying? You know, what exactly is, let's just process it. You know? Because what my point is that the Grizz over there, Rav Chaim, was learning that sugya, depending on the machlokas of Kitchel Asad Lavo. Here, he's not willing to do that, and therefore he's saying this other svara. You know? And he'll say to us, what right do you have to make a contingent upon that question? He doesn't want to do that. Right? And we're saying, as we here not want to do that, that's why we didn't do it by the Rav Chaim. Mm-hmm. So now he's saying to us, oh, so why are you doing it over here? And we're saying to him, hey, if you did it over there, why not do it over here? So it turns out, we're kind of going, you know, the opposite then. I mean, one's a Grizz and one's a Rav Chaim, but Rav Chaim's, you know, Grizz bring down Rav Chaim. So that's kind of what I want to think about. Think about, are we, you know, why are we justified in doing what we're doing? And is the Grizz, why does the Grizz not want to do that? And how, you know. So, I mean, let's think it through. This is the Grizz on page in the, it's in our Gemara. So it's on, the Gemara is, you know, it's the Gemara Samachas Menachos, same book. It's on page Resh Mem Beis in the Grizz. It's a paragraph, Shambi Gemara, Rav Shmuel Damrei Travayo. It's not that long.